And now we continue our conversations with Wisconsin C-Suites, companies rooted here. We focus on Oshkosh Corporation today, founded over a century ago, nearly 15,000 employees, landed that multi-billion-dollar contract with the U.S. Postal Service that was back last year. You can join in with your questions and reflections on Oshkosh Corporation, 800-642-1234. John Pfeiffer is Oshkosh Corporation's president and CEO, member of the company's board of directors, positions he's held since April of 2021. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. I'm delighted to join you this morning.
Well, take us on a whirlwind tour first, if you will. What is Oshkosh producing day to day?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll talk a little bit about our purpose, what Oshkosh is all about, because I think the why we do what we do is a little bit more interesting than the what we do, but I'll go over both very quickly. So we essentially make a difference in the lives of everyday heroes that work in our communities. I'm talking about the people in our communities that do really tough work, tough and many times dangerous work. So I'm talking about soldiers, firefighters, people who work at great height. They come into work every day. They're working 150 feet in the air. Those are the types of people that we serve. We deliver them productivity, and we deliver them safety so that when they're doing their work, they focus on what they're there to do. They don't have to worry about the equipment that they're in to do the jobs that they do. So we produce, what we do is specialty vehicles and machines that are designed to do for a specific purpose. And we've got a very strong culture around that in our company. I think all 15,000 of us really understand what we're about. We've got a great people first culture where we believe everyone comes in every day and we all make a difference in our ability to carry out that purpose that we have. We use a lot of advanced technology. We're a technology company as much as we are an industrial company. A lot of electrification work that we've been doing for 20 years, autonomous programs, intelligent products programs. So we take the technology that we have and we're capable of delivering advanced technology to continue to deliver innovations for those heroes in our communities that we're serving every day. And that's really what we're all about as a company.
Well, when you talk about electrification, you talk about, autonomous vehicles, so much of that technology has to come from somewhere, right? And I'm just wondering about all the supply chain issues that are really plaguing industries, all across the marketplace. How has Oshkosh dealt with supply chain problems?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest, the supply chain situation is pretty tough right now. You know, it's interesting when you look at our company, we've got record high order rates and really strong, probably the strongest backlogs we've ever had as a company. And that's all really good, right? Our business is growing, our customers want our products, but because supply chain is so difficult right now, it makes it more difficult to produce than it has in the recent past. In other words, in some cases, we can't get enough materials and components to produce as much as we would like to produce for our customers, or it's inconsistent in terms of what the supply is going to be. So we have to move production around depending on how material supply is coming in, and that creates inefficiencies in our operations. Essentially, any company that makes anything today is seeing these types of problems. And we're working very aggressively, adding new suppliers. We've added about 400 or 500 new suppliers in the last year and a half to continue to help alleviate these problems. But we're still in a supply chain constrained environment as we sit here today. We expect that'll continue for a little bit of time.
To that point, in your annual report, you noted that amid these supply chain challenges, amid the pandemic, you shifted production to facilities with greater workforce availability.
Yeah.
What did that mean for Wisconsin?
We've done that mostly in our access equipment segment. So a lot of that work went from constrained sites in the East Coast into Midwestern sites. It did not have a whole lot of impact on the state of Wisconsin, that activity.
talking now about the U.S. Postal Service contract selected February 2021, Oshkosh Defense getting this contract, multi-billion dollars to make and build the new electric mail trucks. Why was Oshkosh selected for the contract?
So we looked at last mile delivery. This is a last mile delivery vehicle. And we said, we think we can deliver a better solution for last mile delivery than what exists today. And that's what we do as a company. We identified last mile delivery operators, the postal carrier being the predominant operator. The Postal Service is the biggest last mile delivery company in the United States, perhaps the world. And we said, we can deliver a better purpose-built solution than what is being used today. So we designed and developed a vehicle that the last mile delivery industry has never seen before. It delivers incredible improvements in productivity. It delivers incredible improvements in safety for the mail carrier, as well as for people that are around the vehicle. Remember, these vehicles go by every single home in America 6 days a week. And we designed it to be extremely safe for anyone around that vehicle. So it was great innovations right in line with what we do to deliver that everyday hero, the postal carrier in this case, something better than they've ever conceived of having. And I think that's why we won the program. Of course, we used a lot of advanced technology. Electrification is only one of the technological advancements on that vehicle. That certainly helped. But I think that's essentially probably why we won the program.
Vehicles will be built in South Carolina, not Wisconsin. That was right. A point of friction here in Wisconsin. What led to the decision not to make them here?
Yeah, well, what we have to do when we decide where we're going to produce a product is do what will help us be the most successful for our customer, in this case, the United States Postal Service. And so we did consider Wisconsin. For sure, we considered Wisconsin. We worked with the Milwaukee 7. We went all over the state to determine if this was a suitable place to produce. We also went down to the Southeast and other Midwestern areas. And, you know, when we look at something like that, we look at, in this case, about a dozen different criteria that we look at objectively. There are things like proximity to the supply chain, which is really important in this type of a program because it's much more high volume than our typical program. And being close to the supply chain makes a big difference in overall efficiency. So there's about 10 or 12 criteria we look at. We looked at it objectively, we scored it, and South Carolina came out to be the most optimal place for us to be as effective as we possibly can be for the United States Postal Service. But we certainly included multiple sites in Wisconsin or potential locations in Wisconsin. We just had to make an objective decision, and South Carolina's where we ended up. But I will say, we developed this technology in the state of Wisconsin. We're hiring a lot of people in terms of engineers to continue to develop more advanced electrification technologies as we go forward. So we're talking about hundreds of high-paying jobs that will be located in new jobs in the state of Wisconsin that are directly related to this program.
Ballpark, how many related to this program?
Oh, over 100. That'll be in the state of Wisconsin, yeah.
A little bit of a postmortem lessons learned here. What could Wisconsin do to make itself more attractive, more suited to have secured, the mail truck assembly line here? What can Wisconsin learn from this moment?
Well, first of all, I want to say, we do a lot of investing in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, it's where most of our, if you look at us as a corporation, we're a big global company. We got 150 locations around the world. We have more investment in the state of Wisconsin than any other place. Wisconsin is a great place to be. It is a great place to manufacture, and it's a great place to develop technology. No question. We're making investments in our defense operations. We just put $1 billion program into one of our core defense plants that's going to continue to help us grow that business. We're expanding our Pierce operations up in Appleton, Wisconsin. That's going to add another 200 people to that operation in Wisconsin. So Wisconsin's a great place to be. When you think about the U.S. Postal Service, this is a new last mile delivery program for us. It is It is high volume, a program that when you look at it, we have to really look at, again, where are our partners and supply chain partners for this program, and where is it most optimal for us to produce? So, you know, one program works best in the state of Wisconsin, another program might work best in another state. I'm not sure there's anything specific that we would say Wisconsin needs to do better. We're going to continue to grow our business in Wisconsin just like we're growing it in other places in the world.
Oshkosh Corporation CEO John Pfeiffer stays with us. Join in on the business of vehicle production, on these contract sustainability questions. What's on your mind about Oshkosh business practices? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with John Pfeiffer here on the Ideas Network. We're in conversation with Wisconsin executives on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have Oshkosh Corporation today that spelled out the health of the company in its 2021 annual report, saying they concluded the year with optimism, delivering double-digit growth in revenue, operating income, and earnings per share while securing record backlogs. Join in on business climate, nature of the industry, what you want to know about what Oshkosh makes. 800-642-1234. CEO John Pfeiffer with us for about seven more minutes. Let's bring in Jack in Caledonia. Jack, hi. What's on your mind?
Hey, just with the electric cars that are used for the postal service, knowing a few of the postmen that drive them, their situation is that when they load up in the morning, they have to return back to the office or back to the garage to get another car, because after 4 hours the battery is depleted. And I thought electric cars last for 200 some miles, and they said no, it's just how long the battery is running. That kind of confused me a little bit.
Jack, thank you for that question. John, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. First of all, there's not any electric vehicles that I know of in the postal fleet today. We don't start delivering vehicles until 2023. And so if there is an electric vehicle, then I don't know who supplied it, but it wouldn't be from us. You know, when you look at the postal vehicles today, a couple of things. One I'll mention is that they were designed 35, 40 years ago. So they were designed for mostly letter delivery. And what we all know is happening, of course, is now postal vehicles are delivering e-commerce packages. So they need more cargo space, which is one of the reasons why they're having to return to the post office mid-shift, because the current vehicles aren't big enough. We've designed a vehicle that gives them a lot more productivity and space to deliver e-commerce packages. But on the electrification front, you mentioned there a potential need to recharge during the route. We've designed the vehicle so that for the most part does not need to happen. And you have to remember the postal vehicle is a very unique fleet of vehicles. It's the only fleet of vehicles that there is that delivers to every single residence in America 6 days a week. No other last mile delivery fleet does that. So it's a big fleet of vehicles, but the average route that a postal carrier will go on is somewhere around 15 miles. And so our ability to deliver the range that they need on the full shift is very feasible. We do not expect any recharging mid-shift to happen with our vehicles. And you'll start seeing them in communities towards the end of 2023. We go into production in 2023, and you'll start seeing them in communities later in the year.
Well, broadening this out for a moment, the next generation of everything hinges on battery power, battery life. Oshkosh has been investing in lithium-ion battery maker Microvast. Are you worried about battery shortages, about the life cycle of battery systems as you look at the inputs needed for next-gen vehicles?
We worry mostly about battery shortages. Now, we work very closely with several really strong lithium ion battery manufacturers, some like Microvast we've made investments in. And we pay very close attention with those partners. You know, we create partnerships with them on how we're securing the supply chain going forward, because we all see, you know, one of the great things that's happened is lithium ion battery costs have come down by 90% over the last 10 years. So that's really good. What that means is we can make it much more feasible to put electric vehicles into the marketplace. It's one of the reasons we're seeing so much growth in electrification for a lot of vehicles that we all use and see today. But as those vehicles continue to grow, that's going to put pressure on the supply chain. So we're very conscious of that. We work very hard with our suppliers to secure the supply chain to make sure that we can deliver for our customers. And the one we're talking about right now is the Postal Service, but we also have a lot of other fire station. We've done an electric fire truck. We've done electric airport rescue vehicle. We've done electric construction equipment. We've done electrification essentially across our portfolio. So we all of us in industry have to pay attention to the supply chain of lithium ion and lithium ion batteries.
Only a few moments left. I just want to get a few words from you on the great reshuffle, the great resignation, and the churn we're seeing in companies. How are you addressing turnover?
Yeah, I think turnover situation certainly is, we could say the shortage of people, and it's everywhere, right? It's in manufacturing, it's in engineering, it's in sales and marketing. It's really across the board where we're seeing a shortage of people to do all the work that we have. So we try to differentiate ourselves as an employer of choice. You know, we've got strong wages and benefits for our people. We've got great benefit programs that go not just in health, but in many, many facets of people's lives, where we think that gives us an advantage. And we've got incredible people. We continue to need to recruit people, but we also think our purpose helps a lot. Our purpose is so tangible and it's so real. You know, we're working to help people in our communities who are doing the toughest jobs. People like working in an organization that has that palpable of a purpose.
Well, John,
that gives
we
us
have
a little
to,
bit of an edge too.
We have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
John Pfeiffer, CEO of Oshkosh Corporation on the Ideas Network.